Blog Talk Radio.
They're here for the American dream, but they've given us the American nightmare. Our beloved son, Jamil Shah II, was brutally murdered by an illegal alien gangbanger. Our government wants to protect the illegals, but who's going to protect the Americans and the legal immigrants? We are, with Jamil's Law. Log on to jamilslaw.com, JAMIELS Law.com. Together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the USA.
In memory of our son, Jamil Shah II, and all the innocent victims murdered because of the illegal alien invasion, and in memory of Terry Anderson, we plan on being here every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time because their work is not in vain. Welcome to Jamil's Law on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Anita Shah.
And my name is Jamil Shah. Thank you for being with us again Sunday night. I know you could be watching the game. I know a lot of people are still watching the March Madness. I'm sure it's not over yet. But you can always go to the archives. So if you didn't see it, I mean, you didn't hear the show, just tell the people, you know, hey, turn to the show tomorrow at work. Just remember that you can always go back, listen to old shows. Yeah, we've been doing this for like 6 years, over 6 years. So you can go back and hear the very first show. It's somewhere in there. Very first show, different shows you might want to pick out. But anyway, you know, hope everybody's ready. You got your boxing gloves on and your running shoes and everybody's getting in shape for the fight, for the war. Because right now, Jazz's mother, she's up down in Barstow. Military is getting in, getting ready. She's going to go to Afghanistan again. So they're getting ready. They're training. That's how you got to do it. You got to start training for this legal alien invasion. This is no joke. Excuse me. Some people, I mean, they think they know it's not a joke, but they don't think it's serious because for some reason or another, they don't relate that to their everyday life. You know, we're going to get you some websites that I can relate to your everyday life. See, people need to wake the hell up. People think that if they don't do nothing, it's going to be all right. They just, everything going to be all right. No, it's not. Or people say, just give it to Jesus. You know, you can give it to Jesus. I mean, there's nothing wrong with giving it to Jesus. But that can't be all you're doing. If all you're doing is putting it in the hand of Jesus, then you're not doing nothing. If you're not out there doing something, you know, then it's going to hell in the handbasket. The country is gone. If you love your country. See, the problem is that black people don't have love for America. I know people, there's a lot of people who do. But I'm not saying black people aren't patriotic. It's just that black people have been brainwashed, and these black politicians and these black so-called leaders and these everybody who you think is supposed to be helping guide the black community, they all sold out. All those bastards are sellouts because what they did is they made everybody think that America ain't nothing. This place ain't nothing. This ain't your country. This ain't nothing. So nobody nobody really gives a damn. Just go to some of the neighborhoods. Man, sometimes you see some neighborhoods, it's like, damn. People need to come clean up the damn place. All they got to do is clean up. See, but then the legal aliens like stuff like that. They like that kind of environment. They'll be cooking food right in the same spot where there's garbage and people urinating all over the damn place. They'll put a barbecue grill right there and start cooking up food, and people come up and buy it. Ain't a bathroom or water fountain. Ain't nothing around to clean up, and everybody just buying the stuff because it's cheap. Don't cost nothing. You can get a whole bunch of tacos. I used to do it, so I know what I'm talking about. I used to go there, man, you get like, I should get 10, 15 tacos. You might not even spend but about $4, $5. You know, they like 30, 40, 50 cents. But it was good. It's cheap. Okay? But black people have sold out their own neighborhoods because I was just looking around the other day saying, you know what, that's the problem. Y'all look at the black people, how they walk around, let the legal aliens just take over all the neighborhoods. You know, everything is dirty and nasty. Everything going back to third world. Everybody selling food on the corners, and everybody, you know, just fruit. I mean, it's all third world. It's a dump. The whole city is a damn dump. And black people, we had this stuff first before the legal aliens came in. Black people had these neighborhoods, you know. But we didn't care about the neighborhood. We had no love for our community. We didn't see this as being, this is a white man. We was brought here in chains. And, you know, they talk all that stuff, you know. And it's true. I'm not saying it wasn't true. But that's why you have no, you know, there's no love for the country. People think that, you know, there's no love for the environment. It's almost like, F this place. So then the legal aliens was able to come into our neighborhoods because we were so busy trying to get back at the white man. Then we found somebody, we got somebody to help us get back at the white man. Illegal aliens, we don't like them either. They took our country, see. But they never told black people, but y'all benefited. So we're going to put y'all down first. And that's what happened. And because black people never really loved their country, they didn't fight for it. They were like, hey, screw it. It ain't my country anyway. But we live here. We got kids. We got roots, mothers and fathers and grandmas and great-grandma, you know. I knew my great-grandmother. I knew her before she died. Great-grandmother and her mother, her kids, you know what I mean? So that was then my grandmother and then my mother's grandma, my mother's mother and father. So I know all that kind of stuff. We got a history go way back. But nobody saw, nobody gave a damn. So we lost it. It's gone. Ain't nothing happening. That's over. You know? It's over. There's no way in the world black people going to have that many kids that we can care to Latinos. That's over. We had our chance. And people said, well, it was a good run. No, it wasn't. We didn't get that much time at it compared to the 60s to the time legal aliens took over. We didn't get SHIT out of that. All that civil rights, Jim Crow, slavery, BS. We didn't get nothing out of that. We were so busy trying to stick it to the white man that we let our communities be overwhelmed by illegal aliens from every country, especially Mexico. I was looking in the Watch Times, reading the Watch Times, and it just shows how black people just turned over and they belly up. They got their stomach in the air and they on their back with their feet and their hands looking like dogs, but we're not dogs, but we're acting like it, so to speak, when I say belly up. They rubbing us on the. They not even rubbing the belly, but you got the belly up, meaning I give up. That's an animalistic sign of defeat. When an animal don't want no more and he officially gave up, he will get on his back and show you his belly. It's just an animalistic thing. That's why people say belly up. That means it's over. You didn't give up, not the situation. You have physically said screw it. Okay, that's what we did. We went belly up. We gave it to him. We allowed them to come into our neighborhoods and take everything. We didn't do nothing to defend it. Everything that we went through in the 70s, in the 60s and the 70s, is gone. It's over. So anyway, this lady, she has a church in Watts, a part of town. Yeah, I think it was part of town that, you know, it's really the dump. It's been a dump since the 60s, and it's still a dump. Okay, now, but it's full of illegal aliens now. So the lady says she's opened up a church, and her church is for Hispanics and blacks, right? So, of course, I knew why she was doing it. So I want to hear her political statement. She says, because, you know, the demographics are changing. Whenever somebody say the demographics are changing, that's an automatic liberal word. The demographics are changing. See, but when you ask them why they're changing, that's when they won't tell you the truth. They won't say, well, they cheated. Legal aliens cheated. The demographics are changing because they brought over all the legal aliens, threw them in one spot, and let them have kids like they're going crazy, give everybody citizenship, even though mama and daddy ain't from here, but also the kids are Americans, right? Nobody's speaking English, but all of a sudden we're supposed to embrace that, right? To make a long story short, she said, demographics are changing. And at one time, this neighborhood was predominantly black. Of course, she said African-American. Was predominantly black. But now, it's 80% Latino. And I'm saying, how in the hell did you let that happen? So her thing is, you can't beat them, so might as well join them. So she opened up a church and put a medical center inside of the church for the illegals because she figured, I got to get paid, see? She's not doing it because she just loves illegals. She figured, what else am I going to do? I remember the white people did that where I live now. When we moved to this neighborhood, it was a whole lot of white people still here, right? And they're coming back in now, but at one time, everybody was getting the hell out of Dodge. The black people can't. You know? It was like, here for the hill, black folks in town. But anyway, as black people moved to the neighborhood, I remember there was a neighborhood right on the corner. There was a miniature golf. And all of a sudden, it was gone. But I remember how everything was, you know, was here for us. And it was a nice neighborhood. But then all of a sudden, when the demographics started changing, some of the people stayed around thinking, hey, you know, I'm gonna stick it out. You know, so I got this business. I got to, you know, keep this business going and stuff like that. So they stuck it out and everything. And, of course, they left eventually because they probably had more they could handle, you know. But anyway, that's how black people are in the black neighborhoods that are really, I mean, just swamped with illegal. You go across the neighborhood, it's like, damn. I mean, you live here the whole time. You've been living here, and you be over there, you be like, damn. Woo! And you be looking around like, damn, this is crazy. Illegal aid is everywhere. You can tell them a mile away. I remember somebody was like, how can you tell they're illegal? I said, look at the damn illegal aliens over there, you know, I'm pointing them out. People said, how can you tell they're illegal by looking at them? Man, you could tell. Come on. You can tell. Like you can tell gay people and the ones that want to be known and then the ones that's not. You can tell ladies who just got here. You go with black people, difference between a black person and African. Black people never say, hey, that's a black person. We're talking about an African. We don't do that. So it's obvious. I remember Kobe Bryant's wife wore a T-shirt one time to the Staples Center with a shirt on. On the shirt it said, do I look illegal? See, they, you know, it's Kobe Bryant marrying some piece of crap like that, you know. That's why he ain't having no fun, you know. That's why he ain't having no fun, because I bet he had no support, because he did what he did. I've been there, see. I know what I'm talking about. I know we did some work up at Kobe Bryant's house. And that was a big deal. We're going to Kobe's house today, so I want to see this, right? I'm like, oh, we get to go inside. We been in, you know, gym equipment and stuff, so I know I'm about to get on the inside. I'm wondering if he's going to be there and stuff. So we get there, get off the freeway, go up in the, you know, go through the big gate. Soon the gate opens up. I'm like, man, it's a dump. I mean, he's a millionaire, but soon it opened up. It's because you could just tell. I felt like I was coming into Mexico. I could tell, because everybody knew he had a Mexican wife and everything, but I had no idea that he turned this place to Mexico. I was there. People say, I know what I'm talking about. I remember walking in there, and the first thing he had in the front was a lowrider. I guess he had a lowrider car back in the day, and on the lowrider he had a mural of a Latino lady, you know, the kind of thing you see on the wall in East L.A. I mean, come on, you don't see nothing like that on black people's cars, right? But he wasn't driving it. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that her family took over everything. We got there immediately. He had a three-car garage, and one of the garages had so much junk in it. I couldn't believe all the junk. I'm like, damn, what the hell's going on with Kobe, you know? Why are you storing all this garbage? I'm just, you know how Mexicans sometimes they have yard sales, and they'll get a big old pile of clothes and just lay them on a blanket on a dirt lot and just say, hey, come buy the clothes. Look just like that. It's a Kobe Bryant's house. Mexicans everywhere. You could just tell these were her family because nobody was working. Everybody just enjoying this property, you know. And I'm just like really looking like, I can't believe this, you know. And they just walking around and, you know, Kobe was home but I never saw him. But you could just tell that the house was pretty much, he gave it up. Everything is about being illegal. And you could tell some of her family is illegal. Some of them, you can look at them, tell. You could just tell they live there and they're hanging out. And I couldn't believe how Kobe just lit that, you know. But that's how they do. That's how they do, you know. Nobody called him a sellout. Nobody said, oh, you're a sellout, Kobe. You this, you that. Nothing. Because, you know, but me, I'm complaining about him. Something's wrong with me, you know. Something's wrong with me. I'm a racist. I don't like Mexicans, you know. So that's why I don't give a damn. Because, like I said, I've been there. You know, that's why that's why he gets no following. Nobody give a damn about Kobe Bryant. I've been there. Nobody give a damn. These people think that somebody care about them, and then you find out what they're all about. And you're like, you know what? That ain't even cool. You know? I bet you Kobe Bryant wouldn't give a damn if I saw him one-on-one and I got to talk to him. I told him, man, my son was murdered by an illegal alien, you know, that was brought over here, you know, by no fault of his own. He was in the county jail on assault with a deadly weapon, gun charge, you know, resisting arrest, battery on a peace officer. Out of all stuff that he was doing, they only gave him 8 months in the county jail, Kobe. Only 8 months. Didn't let him out 4 months early. The same day he got out. You hear me, Kobe? I'm telling you. The same day he got out, he went into my neighborhood looking for some blacks to kill because he had to do initiation. Because the Mexican gang leaders, that's what they do. When they need people to get initiated, they have them go out there and kill black people.
Okay.
So the day he got out, he was in my neighborhood. We shot my son dead in the street, Kobe. You know. So I'm offended, you know, by some of the things that you be doing and saying. You know. Can you help me get some things done? I bet he'd be like, hell no. Why not, Kobe? You're black, right? Yeah, but I'm married to a Mexican. What that mean? Just because you're married to a Mexican, you can't help all black people? You can't help people that had their kids murdered by illegal aliens? You can't do nothing because your wife is a Mexican. That's how they are. I guarantee you, on the flip side, somebody came to his wife and told her, my son was killed by some black guys, and these black guys, man, they would get help because they don't give a damn. That's why we ain't got a damn thing in black community, because we sell ourselves out. We won't go to bat for injustice, but the same people would. See? So I know. So when people say, oh, Kobe, he ain't nothing. I've been there. I looked in his house. I seen it. It's a alien encampment. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. I don't have no reason to put a spin on nothing. I don't have the reason to make nothing sound exciting. All I got to do is just tell you what happened. That's it. Okay? We got Jeb Bush's ASF. He thinking, yeah, everybody know Jeb Bush. I want you to go to GOP. TheDailyDose.com. You don't want to do it now. Just look at it this week or whatever. But GOP, TheDailyDose.com. Jeb Bush says, illegal aliens are risk takers with entrepreneurial spirit. Okay? He says when they cross the border, they're risk takers. You know, they're entrepreneurs. Since when is an entrepreneur a criminal? I thought an entrepreneur was somebody who goes out there and gets them a business and work hard for themselves. See, these are legal alien lovers. The Bushes, legal alien lovers. Just because they're Republicans, that don't mean a damn thing. A lot of white people love illegal aliens. Like we say in the neighborhood, they love them some illegals. I love me some illegals. That's how they are. But then there's conservative, the same white people that don't like illegal aliens. Now, if you're a black person and nobody tells you who's conservative, who's liberal, where do you draw the line? Black people, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all these Uncle Thomas, black people who are the real Sambos and stuff like that. See, they don't talk about them. They don't talk about that. But these people want all they do is tell black people the white man is the problem. They don't even be specific or detailed. They just say, it's the white man, the blue-eyed devil. So anybody with blue eyes and white and blonde hair, they're the devil. But they don't say, yeah, but some of those white people are liberals and we like them. See, they're not going to tell you that part because they don't want black people to look for the good ones and the bad ones. They just say, follow my lead. If you see me talking to them, then they're okay. Okay? And that works for black people because most black people think the white man is the enemy, even though this in the neighborhood is being swamped by illegal aliens from Mexico. Oh, that ain't the enemy. Oh, that's okay. We ain't got a job, no schools, no churches. We ain't got a damn thing. Ain't nothing black in the black part of town. You can't even find the black part of town on the map. But you can find little Tokyo. You know, you can find Koreatown, little Ethiopia, Jewish town, East L.A., the Vario. You can find everything. But where the blacks at? They were like, you know what? I don't know. Where are the black part of town? They're like, there ain't none. Well, where do I go if I want to meet some black women? Where do I go if I want to meet some black men? Where do I go if I want a black church? Where do I go if I want some soul food? People are like, you know what? What happened? You know what? Everybody's in the Rip Van Winkle effect. Everybody sleep or they waking up. They've been on Ambien. They like woke, but they like, man, they don't know what they all fogged out. They don't realize that we screwed ourselves. We screwed ourselves as black people. We screwed ourselves. We don't have nothing. We don't have nothing, but we have been taught to, everything going to be all right. Just leave it to Jesus, and, you know, God's going to take care of you, and he always, and before you know, you be believing that, you know, but you got to look at it like it is. I believe in God. I'm not religious like I used to be, but you got to understand that there's people who've been waiting for Jesus since Jesus left. Okay, now I'm not saying he can never come, but I'm saying you can't just spend your whole time waiting for him. Can you imagine all the people who they say, hey, in 3 days he's going to come back and he's going to do all this stuff and they've been waiting ever since. People dead and gone. Some of them waited for Jesus the whole time thinking, man, he's coming. He said he was coming. He's on his way. He's going to be here. And they believed it. I'm not saying he ain't going to never come, but I'm saying you can't spend your whole life waiting for Jesus. You got to wait for Jesus and you got things you got to be doing. You know, you got kids, everybody I know got kids and grandkids, and nobody's doing a damn thing to make sure they're okay. Okay? Everybody know what the hell is going on out here, but everybody thinking, oh, it's going to get, it's somebody, nobody going to come to you, ain't nobody going to come in no damn horse riding through here saving nobody. We are who we've been waiting for, and I get that from Barack Obama. That's the only thing I like about his ass. Is I saw this thing he's quoted, and he says, we are who we are waiting for. Everybody waiting for this leader and somebody to come and save them and help them and free them. And he said, what the hell are you waiting for? It's you. You the one. Oh, me? Yeah, you. We wait for you. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's what I'm telling you. Quit waiting. Quit looking for Obama and Jesse. And we need a black leader. We ain't had a black leader in a long time. Yes, we don't need no black leaders. All the black leaders gone. See, those are the 60s. Those are the days. People don't listen to them anyway. People don't even listen to God. God said don't kill nobody. People are like, yeah, screw you. They do it anyway. Everything God said don't do, they do it anyway. So you can't expect nobody to do nothing. That's why you got to arm yourself, because everybody know it's about to get crazy around here. Everybody out of jail. Everybody hungry. Nobody working. You know, what do you think is going to happen? And you buying all flat screens and video cameras and cell phones and all this nice stuff. That's what they like. That's what they like. Home invasions is up. Go to the LAPD website. Anyway, Jeb Bush, read that story about Jeb Bush's ass. If you want to call in, anything you want to say, good or bad, who cares? If you want to talk, you want to vent, you love illegal aliens, call in. Let's have an argument. I mean, you want to argue, call in here talking about, I love you some illegals. We can argue the whole damn show. I ain't got no problem with that. But you know what I'm saying? But I don't like to argue with people who don't agree with me. Hey, you know, why you gonna call here if you know, I don't give a damn about a legal alien lover. You know, you shouldn't even care about me, so don't call here. I deal with people who agree with me. I don't have time to be trying to convince nobody. You know, screw you. If you think a legal alien is okay to be here, then screw you. I ain't got no time for you. Get the hell out of my face. You come over here, you must be the enemy. You must want trouble. That's how I see it. Whenever I'm out in public and people come over there saying different things, whatever, after you come over here, you must want trouble. Because you know how I stand. You know what I'm all about. You come over here talking crazy, you're going to get trouble. So I'm just going to figure that's what you want. So you come over here, you're going to get what you want. You know? That's just how I am. Most times I go places, people don't mess with me because they know, man, that man ain't got no time for nobody. He must want to get hurt. Or he's going to hurt himself trying to hurt you. But go to check out that story right there. Then I want you to go to examiner.com. This story right here, you ain't gonna believe it. This story right here, you gotta send this to Obama and everybody that says they're just here to work. Go to examiner.com. Okay, illegal alien crimes. Yes, they have a website that all they do is tell you about crimes that illegal aliens do. And this one right here is, it's almost funny if it wasn't so serious. It says, headline, illegal alien charged with raping a dog. Raping a dog in South Carolina. Legal alien. March 14th, 2014. It says on Monday, Horry County Police arrested Lorenzo. I don't know no damn illegal alien named Lorenzo, so you know that ain't his real name. But they got Lorenzo Paez Calles, 34 years old, after he was reportedly caught having sex with someone's dog. Can you imagine all the dog lovers? You hear your dog making sounds. People love their dogs. Man, can you imagine, you know, you hear your dog crying. Oh, my God, what's wrong with my dog? You go check out Spot, and you go open up the door, and you see a legal alien on top of your dog having sex with it. That's what the story said. This is real stuff. This is stuff that actually happened. You'd never hear it on 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 13, none of those channels. You know why? It'll piss people off. They don't want nobody to get mad at illegal. They want you to embrace them and let them come into your house. It says, at 10:45 Sunday, the dog's owner heard sounds of whimpering coming from his yard. When the woman went to check on her dog, she, and this is quotes, observed the suspect having vaginal intercourse with their youngest female blue-nosed pit bull. That's what the police, and so this is in the police report. And he had a can of beer in his hand. I mean, I'm sure he was drunk. I mean, if they would have said he was sober, that would have really been crazy. A legal alien, sober, having vaginal sex with a pit bull. I wonder why the pit bull didn't lock up on him. You know, I wish I could have. I wish it was one of those killer pit bulls that Michael Vick had, and he would did that drunk, and the pit bull would just locked up on him, just took all his manhood off, just snatched it off. So when the owner asked the man what he was doing, which she already knew, I mean, you could see the man was having sex with the dog, but she probably didn't say it. She probably said, "What the F are you doing?" Not meaning, I don't know, but why are you mentally doing that, right, physically doing that? The guy says that he replied, "I need to speak to your husband," and then he ran away. Then they found him passed out. He's in jail for burglary and sodomy. He's in jail. See, that's the kind of stuff that they need to hear in the White House. See, Obama's wife or Obama or his kids, they would be like, oh, my God. Can you imagine if he got a hold of, what's Obama's dog's name? Is that Buddy or, what's that dog's name? Y'all know that, Bo. Can you imagine Obama walking through the White House, he heard Bo, what the hell's going on with Bo? We love Bo. Something wrong with Bo. Everybody, come on, something wrong with Bo. And they go down, open up the door, and a Mexican, legal alien Mexican down there having sex with Bo. It said, the end of the story says, the dog was treated at a local vet for his injuries received during the assault. And you know what I mean? That's just one story. Go to that website. Look at the stuff that's going on, people. Inform yourself. Take some of these stories and send those stories to people, especially people in the White House. Let them see those stories, because for some reason, they think it's not happening. Most people would not even believe that illegal aliens are in jail for raping dogs. Okay, and that ain't in. If you go to the bottom of the story, and they have related articles, they got illegal alien arrested for sexually assaulting a dog in Florida. Now this guy wasn't in Florida. This guy was in. It didn't say the state, but it just said the city. Then it said under that, illegal alien charged with raping farm animals in Louisiana. Illegal alien charged with killing a dog with a chainsaw. Illegal alien charged in horrific animal cruelty case. This is what's going on. They're not all here working. They're not all here just trying to provide for their family. Some of them are killing. And there's a whole bunch of them out there raping dogs, raping farm animals. I mean, come on. I'm not surprised they even call it rape, because I'm sure, I guess it is, but that's what's going on, okay? While you're at it, I want you to go to this website, LAPD Online, okay? Send this article, send this page to people that you know in L.A., the liberal bastards that are saying they're just here to work. You want to hear some carnage, okay? This is in the city of L.A. This is the official, I mean the official website of the chief of LAPD, Chief Charlie Beck. It has his face on it. It has all the information to let you know that Chief Beck approved this website. At the very top of the page, it shows message from the chief. Out of all the SHIT going on in L.A., guess what his most important thing is? Police interactions with transgender individuals. Out of all the crime, the raping, the killing, and the, all the stuff going on in this little-ass city. Because it can, I mean, when you really look at it, it's a little place. But it's a big city, but it's really little. Out of all the stuff he can put under his name as things that's my top priority, guess what he puts there? Police interactions with transgender individuals. And his number two thing is Special Order 7. Special Order 7 is a policy that says that if you're in a country illegally, we won't take your car. It's okay to drive. It's not a law, but I'm giving my officers a special order. They don't have to enforce it, but it's a special order from who? The chief of the police. What does that mean? That's the damn law. Can you imagine if you're in the LAPD and Chief Jolly Beck says, I'm just giving a special order. It's just, you know, man, please. If he sneezes, everybody going to say Gesundheit. That's the chief of police. Who want to piss him off? If he says, we are not going to arrest illegal aliens anymore, then you're not going to arrest illegal aliens anymore. But he didn't mention the gang crimes and all this stuff going on in the community. No, he wants to help wacko people that think that they're normal because they're walking around dressed like women and they're men and vice versa. They're crazy people, okay? They're transgender. That's just another way to say crazy people, because I don't have to like gay people if I don't want to. I'm not a bad person. I don't like gay people. I'm not running around. I'm not against them or going to hurt them or talk about them, but I don't like what they do. Hey, you know, yeah, I'm normal. I work with them. I mean, you deal with them in the public, but when it comes to how do you feel about it, I don't like it, and I don't have to like it, and I don't give a damn if you think I'm a bad person because of it. But anyway, that's what Chief Charlie Beck is saying, okay? The reason I brought that up is that I want you to scroll all the way down to the section that he likes to hide in plain view. See, Chief Jolly Beck is the chief of police. And everybody know the police favorite tactic in crime is to hide in plain view. So they put information in your sight and they know you're not going to look at it. But we do around here. We do. Okay. Go down to where it says they have a section where they have missing persons, rewards, most wanted, top 10 most wanted gang members, and then they have a spot that says show all. Go to the most wanted gang members and click on show all. Okay. Now, before you even start reading the stuff, just scan through the whole list real quick. You scan through the whole list. It's about 100, maybe 200 people. It might be 100, might be less, but it's a lot. Okay. On the top of the heading, it says all gang wanted. So you would expect to see Bloods in this list, Crips, Asian gangs, Armenian gangs, white gangs, anybody that's gangs. Gang, this is all about, this is the police department's website. This damn list has every single person on here is Latino, every single solitary one. There's not one black person on the list. Do you think there's no black people wanted by the LAPD in LA? You know why? They can find them. This is a list of illegal alien gang members who are wanted by the LAPD. Because Charlie Beck is politically correct, he's not going to put on there illegal alien gangs wanted for what? Guess what? Murder. When you look at these people right here, scan all these people. And where it says more, click on it. The first person on the list, they got his name, Jose Padilla, and says more. We want some more. What you got? It breaks down every damn thing about him. Why do you think they know all that stuff about him? Because he's crazy. The man been in jail since he was probably a baby. He even got an FBI warrants on him already, okay? It says on here that he was wanted in 2008, the same year my son was murdered. Jose Padilla shot and killed an acquaintance. That means somebody he knew. He shot and killed an acquaintance during an argument in Sylmar, a member of the Paca Tresa street gang. He used a shotgun to kill the victim and has since fled the area. An arrest warrant has been issued. 2008, what does that tell you? He's still out there, okay? So when you hear somebody say, oh, it's so safe around here, that's a damn lie. You got murderers in the city of L.A. walking around here. You don't know where the hell they at. Go to number two, number three. Look at these people. So many people, I guarantee you, they working around the neighborhood. They working in restaurants, hotels, whatever. This guy right here, the one that I hate more than any of them. Just scan down to Merced Cambrero, Avenue Street Gang. They call him Shadow. He probably, I wasn't going to say the word, but I can't say that on here. This guy here killed so many black people that they don't even keep track. It says between 1999 and 2000, Merced Cambrero is responsible for numerous murders of African-American males. Now, they got his picture. They got his name. They know everything about him. Why they can't find him? Illegal alien. This is a legal alien murder sheet. Everybody on this list is illegal aliens, and they're all in gangs. This guy right here, Mario Lemus. This guy right here, him and his friend, stumped to death this black guy. It says, in 2006, at 5:40 p.m., suspect Mario Lemus and a second suspect in custody, Rancho San Pedro gang members, confronted the victim, Franklin, a male black, and punched and stumped on his head. Okay, now this man probably wouldn't bother nobody walking down the street. Hey, because black guy, just go punch and stomp on his head. It says suspect shouted a racial slur during the beating. I wonder what was it. Hey, blackie, darkie, you're black. Did what they said or what they hollering? Nigga, all kind of stuff like that. Okay, they're not gonna say it on there, but that's what I'm sure that's what they were calling him. They called him a nigga as they were stumping and kicking on his head. It says he died because of those injuries. Guess what? This guy is still out there, hanging in San Pedro. Who looking for him? The LAPD? Come on. They got a list that they won't even tell you the truth about. They got a list full of all these murderers. Everybody on this list is wanted for murder. Every single solitary one of them. LAPD is asking for your help. Have you ever seen this website on TV? Wouldn't you think if you had this many legal aliens wanted for murder right around the city, wouldn't you think Charlie Beck would ask for your help? Wouldn't you think it would be on TV? Check it out. Look for yourself. Obama wants to give the legal aliens more humane treatment. Go to the USAtoday.com. USAtoday.com. Like I'm saying, all these websites, you can go to them anytime you want to. You don't have to do it now. But inform yourself. All I'm doing is just showing you stuff. There's a lot more stuff like this out there. What they do is the internet is just like the police strategy. They can hide SHIT in plain sight. They put it right there at your fingertips. That you can look it up, you can check it out, you can send it to a friend, you can email it, you can print it, you can do all this stuff to it. So why nobody knows about this stuff? Sometimes people don't want to know. Guy down the street told me, when I was telling him about all the crime around here and the illegal alien stuff, he was like, man, you know, he was so, I was like, damn, I could tell he was like hyperventilating. Man, I'm not kidding. He said, you know what, I can't take it no more, man. I don't even want to know no more. He said, man, I'm scared. You're scaring me half to death. Now, this is a grown man. He said, I'm scared. I don't even want to know no more because he figured if he don't know, he ain't got to do nothing. He could just plead ignorant. Like, oh, I didn't know about that. Well, didn't Bill try to tell you? Yeah, but I didn't listen. I was so, he was terrified. And it's true. I'll be talking to people, telling them about stuff, and they'll stop me and start asking me about stuff. I could tell that they're scared. You know, I was telling this one guy about how my son got killed and everything, and he stopped me right in the middle of the conversation and asked me, was somebody going to come into the house and kill everybody? And I could tell he really believed that. We were sitting there talking during the holidays, and we were talking, and he was like, was somebody going to come in here and do that right now? Come on, man. Of course not. But, you know, why would you even ask me that? Why would you think it's that damn, you know what I mean? That's how scared he was. He was thinking that he was so scared that he thought somebody was going to come in there and start shooting the house up. That's how bad it is. But still, if you believe it's that bad, wouldn't you want to do something? Besides, put your head in the dirt like an ostrich and just hope, you know. Or just, well, leave it to Jesus. Or the police take care of it. The police can't help you. Today, I was listening to the news. The police, this kid got killed just today. Yesterday, he's on the bus stop over here in the neighborhood. He said he's on the bus stop, waiting for the bus. Car drives up and asks him, where you from? And they say he didn't answer right. But he didn't die, though. I put to take that back. He's really bad shape, but he going to survive. He got shot 4 times. On the bus stop, not bothering nobody, wait for the bus. He said the guy pulled up, asked him where he was from, and he wherever he said it, they said the guy drove off, the car load of guys drove off, made a U-turn, came back, and shot the place up, shot him up. So they was interviewing this police captain. They were asking him, what the hell are people going to do? I mean, damn, you can't stand on a damn bus stop and people rock up on you and shooting you dead. I mean, damn, what the? This is L.A. What are we going to do? You know what the guy says? Well, whenever someone walks up to you and asks you where you from, there's no right answer. He said, my only advice is to run. That's what he said. All I can say is run, because he said you can't do no good answer. Somebody asks you where you from, take off running. He didn't say that, we're going to clean this place up. Okay? It's obvious they ain't doing a damn thing. Go to the LAPD website. It's obvious they can't even find nobody. They got a whole list of murderers in the city, and they still taunting, it's so damn safe out here. You know why they say that? Because they know. How many people go to the LAPD website? People don't like the police just in general, you know? I like police officers, be truthful, but I'm not running behind them, you know, yowza and stuff, but most people don't like the police. So you're not going to get nobody to talk to the police anyway. Then you're going to put a murder website out of illegal aliens, and then you're going to disguise it as some gang murder, some gang, most wanted gang website, when there ain't nobody on the website but Mexicans, you know, but you're going to disguise that as all, the list says all gangs. So wouldn't you expect to see some Bloods and some Crips, you know, on the damn website in L.A.? If it's an all gang wanted, but you disguise it like that, and then you don't even warn nobody. You have no TV shows, no public service announcements, no nothing. And you got all these murderers out there on the street. That's why my son is dead. Do you think if I would have heard about this killer squad out there killing blacks, I would have let my son walk outside by himself? I didn't hear no announcements that, hey, we got a killer squad over here. They got 102 shooters and some shot callers, and they're killing blacks. That's what we found out during the trial. We found out the LAPD went undercover and found out that there was a gang of the varsity squad of the 18th Street that was out killing blacks. And asked, well, what did you do? Nothing. Did you try? No, we didn't do a damn thing. Did you? They ain't doing a damn thing now. Look, did you hear Charlie Beck? Charlie Beck on his top of his website, he didn't say his most important thing is to stop that, get the people off of that most wanted gang list. Get some of those guys in jail for these murders that's going on in the city. He didn't even mention that. I ain't never heard Charlie Beck mention that website ever. Has he ever said, people, go to the website. We got a list of murderers. We need help. They're out there in the streets. Go get you a gun. These guys are going to cross your path. Remember Jamil Shaw's son? Jamil Jr.? Jamil II? That's why he was murdered. Because the guy who murdered his son was out there killing blacks, and we didn't do S-H-I-T. But people say, oh, better him than me. Who's going to be next? Who's next? We was out there doing the vigil a few weeks ago, and there was a family out there, and they were saying how they watched the news and Jazz got killed, and it was just really hurt because their son was playing ball. He was doing the same thing Jazz was doing, and they watched that story, and I'm sure they really, I'm not putting them down, I'm just saying I'm sure they didn't do nothing, because it was like, wow, I mean, you know, they sorry about what happened and everything, but they didn't say, man, we got to make sure it don't happen to you, Junior. We got to, you know, most people don't think like that. They just thinking, you can never make them think,
well, he must have been doing something wrong, and he had to be doing something. No, he never been arrested before, never no gangs, lists and getting recruited. Yeah, but it had to be. Well, I mean, one lady said, oh, it's got to be something. I mean, it just can't be like that.
Because they want to believe that. Because when people hear people get killed and they ain't did nothing, that outrages people. That pisses people off. So you never hear stuff like that. That's why you never hear nobody in the police department. I've been to all kind of meetings. I ain't never heard nobody say, hey, go to the website. Look at that list of murderers. They're in your neighborhood. They probably working with you. One of the guys, they just caught him in Mexico. This guy here killed his girlfriend's mother. Killed his girlfriend after he kidnapped and raped her. Now, this is his girlfriend, okay? This is his girlfriend. He's supposed to love her, got a kid with her. But he kills her mother, kidnaps her, rapes her, then kills her, then goes to Mexico. Okay? That's what they do. You ain't going to find nobody, okay? Go to immigrationcounters.com. Immigrationcounters.com, okay? Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on. It's one of those nights where nobody wants to call in. So, hey, you know, hey, I had no trouble talking for the whole time. But if anybody's wondering, it's just one of those nights. I'm sure a lot of people are still watching the game, doing some libations, enjoying themselves like it's supposed to. I wish I could do that too, but I can't. At 9 o'clock, I got to do what I got to do. You know, I'm obligated. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was supposed to play this song. We have a supporter that sent in a song, and he wants me to start using this here when I start my call-in segment. So the reason why you haven't heard it, because tonight's one of those nights. But anyway, I'm going to play this song. It's 3 minutes and 34 seconds. Check it out, and we're going to all decide if we're going to play this every week.
Time to wake up. Time to raise up. Time to take back the country we once owned. Taken away from Obama these days. I don't recognize what I used to call USA. This song reminds me of the fight we need to have for Jimmy Scott Jr. I did not forget the day that I heard the terrible news of Jimmy Scott Jr. Time to rise up. We still got a fight. It hasn't been made right by Obama. Season like you knucklehead, you're doing it wrong. Your policy is all upside down. Look like a clown, just so you know. The lies that you tell did not deceive us. We are still believing, no, you're still deceiving. Just so you know, your lies don't make it so.
Jimmy Scott Jr.
He was the champion, you are the champion. Obama, you jackass, we've got the plan to take on the fight, to make things right in the USA. Start today.
Call in now to the Jamil Shaw Radio Show.
We gotta know that people still care, the spirit is in the air. Boots on the ground in Afghanistan. What is the plan? You come back home. You don't get left alone in your home. To the rat-a-tat-tat of a stupid spoiled brat, Obama stands behind. Just so you know, the people they know, Obama, your stupid lies don't make it so. He's the real hero here, walking home from school, doing things right. He lost the fight to the policies of the USA and LA City Council. Now it's time for more than just Katy Perry, Eye of the Tiger. We're riding the tiger, jump for the fight. Time to make it right, make it roar. Herb Weston Jr. reminded me of a picture I saw by Anthony Weiner. I do not care what Obama has to say. I'm too busy listening to Jamil Shaw Sr. Now it's time for the radio show. Call it now. Time to get up and go. Three, fall into the five. Time to raise up, time to stay alive. Let the people you know who run the USA. You've had enough, it ends today. Yeah.
Call in now to speak with Jamil Shaw Sr. The Jamil Shaw Radio Show. Yeah.
All Zuma Dog. Everybody, people who know Zuma Dog, yeah, just turn to the City Hall channel. And Zuma Dog, remember, he's the one that wears a beanie and sunglasses. Very smart guy. I mean, living off the earth. He's one of the guys living on the earth. You know, it shows that you can live off the earth, people. You know, ask Zuma Dog. But he's a down guy. I thought he was black when I first heard Zuma Dog. You're thinking, hey, Zuma Dog. But, yeah, he's a white guy. Knows a very intelligent, ran for office a few times, didn't win, very good sense of humor, and he gave it to us. Going to splice it and get the part about, you know, the Jamil Shaw show and start using it when it's time for the call-in segment. So, yeah, again, I want you to go to Immigration Counters. Go to immigrationcounters.com. Look at this for yourself. Don't believe me. You can, there's so much stuff to read here, man, you go crazy if you read everything. But do try to. But in the meantime, look at the part in the green. It's like a moving clock of a counter of what's going on. Tell you how many illegals in the country, all the way down to how many jobs being lost. 13,734,956 skilled jobs provided to illegal aliens. And so that means 13,734,000 rich white people hiring illegal aliens. Because I guarantee you, I'm sure there's some out there, but most black people, man, we ain't going to hire black people, man, and own some illegal aliens. You know, black people do all the damn job they self they could and save the money, you know. But one thing we don't do is hire illegals. I mean, I don't know nobody. I'm not going to tell you. I don't know no black people that hire illegal aliens to do a damn thing. Deliberately knew it was illegal and hired them instead of hiring the American. They just don't do that. There's some out there, I'm sure, but white people do that, okay? But not all white people. You know, some conservatives, some liberals, rich people. Rich people want to stay rich. How you stay rich? You keep your overhead down low. What do? You hire people with low, you know what I mean? I understand why they do it, but it's wrong. Come on. You can't do that. Somebody got to love the damn country. Somebody got to say, you know what, we got to stop this. Go look at that. 13 million legal aliens working? Come on. 860, look at this list right here. 863,491 illegal alien fugitives. Okay? Now, you see the LAPD have a list of their fugitives. See? At least this list says illegal alien. See? This list, they got 863,000 illegal alien fugitives. That's crazy. There's more people being wanted than in jail because on the same list, it shows illegal aliens incarcerated. Only 531,000 illegal aliens in jail, but it's 863,000 on the loose. What did that tell you? 800,000 illegal aliens wanted by law enforcement all over the United States, and they only got 530 in jail. But guess what? That 530 is costing what? $23 billion. $23,276,685,000. And as I'm talking, the numbers are changing. I can't even finish saying all the numbers because it's a moving clock. $23 billion going to 531,000 legal aliens. So can't you imagine why they don't want to catch those other people? Can you imagine how much it would cost if they got the other 863,000? It's costing $23 billion for 530. So you mean at least another $23 billion for the other 530, and then it's still going to be like 330-something left over. Okay? They don't want to find those people. They don't want to. Because why? They have to build a prison. Can you imagine they had to build a prison? Oh, my God. We got to build a prison for who? The prisoners. The beast letting them out. Remember back in the day, we used to vote for that kind of stuff? We need a prison. Let's vote for it. You know they're not going to let us vote for that. You know why? We say, yeah. Build one in every city. Then they'll go fire some left-wing wacko judge, and he'll overturn it because he don't like it. We got the judges, all the schools, everybody left-wing wackos. Every time a Republican wins something, nobody knows about the Republican who won in San Diego. They got a mayor in San Diego that's a Republican, unheard of in that sanctuary city dump. San Diego's a dump. if people think SeaWorld is San Diego. No. Go to some other neighborhoods in San Diego. I've been there. I've been in San Diego in some neighborhoods. I'd be like, damn, what is this, Guadalajara or something? It sure as hell in San Diego. San Diego is sanctuary city. Liberal La La Land. They got a mayor in San Diego that's a Republican. Why? As liberal as they are, people tired of that SHIT. But they're not going to advertise that. What about in Florida when that guy won? They even had the other day, they even had a guy that won a major race, I forgot where, with a write-in. He wrote his name in there with some crayons. Still won because people are so tired of these left-wing wackos. But then Nancy Pelosi, oh, we're going to run on Obamacare because this lady, blow it out your ASS, because we know damn well they're not going to do that. Has anybody seen Obama do a speech for anybody or do any fundraisers for anybody? These people love him some Obama, but not no more. Why? Is the media talking about that? No, they don't want to talk about that. Look at this part right here. Money wired to Mexico since 2006, $26 billion. Why do they don't talk about, why they don't tax that money? I guarantee you, if this wire was going to Africa, that money was going to Africa, that money would be taxed so heavily. If that money was going to Europe, you know, if that money was going to Asia, but it's going to Mexico. Oh, we can't do that. Like Terry Anderson say, those are the chosen people. We can't touch them. Go ahead, caller, 7639. You got lucky I went back to the website. Hold on a second. Go ahead. 7639,
hey,
what you got?
Hi, Jamil. It's your friend Pam in Sherman Oaks.
Hey,
I just wanted
Pam.
To call to remind you. You know, remember Cesar Chavez?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Well, I was listening. You know, my brother reminded me, and he wanted me to tell you that. In 1969, Chavez led a march to the Mexican border to protest illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
he was with Senator Walter Mondale and Ralph Abernathy. Remember Ralph Abernathy?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was not a fan of illegal immigration.
Right.
So, and he is like the patron saint of, you know, what, Mexican-American?
Illegal.
He was not happy with illegal immigration, so
no.
There should not be any embarrassment in rejecting illegal immigration.
There you go. Thank you very much.
And
yep, appreciate that. Yeah, still there. What happened?
No, you know what? I anytime you want to conduct, like, a walk down Ventura Boulevard, to protest or, you know, to demonstrate, just let me know.
Definitely.
Follow me on Twitter, you know, and I'll be happy to help you, you know, with it. Because there was a demonstration last week that was very interesting. It wasn't about immigration, but it was another interesting topic. Anyway.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate you calling. Tell your brother, thanks for the info. Yeah, people. I tell people all the time, especially right now, they getting ready to come out with a Cesar Chavez movie at the end of the week. And they got Cesar Chavez standing on the picture holding up his hand right on, I mean, not right on, but Black Power. Oh, my God. Black people are so pissed off about that poster, that billboard, because they're trying to make it like Cesar Chavez was, you know, he's holding the black fist. I'm like, oh, my God, man, they just steal everything. And I tell people all the time, Cesar Chavez used to personally call ICE on illegal aliens. He hated illegals. He said they're undermining what he's trying to do. He's trying to get the people some money. The illegal aliens undermining him. But you never hear the illegal aliens talk about that. They want to make it seem like Chavez, he just loves illegals, and he fought for us. Cesar Chavez didn't give a damn about illegal aliens. But they're not going to tell you that part. And I don't like Cesar Chavez standing there holding up his hand like he's some kind of black power movement. And, you know, that's disrespectful. They stole everything. They stole the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman, the Civil Rights era, the Jim Crow era. They didn't change all that for them. And those black, legal alien-loving black politicians sitting up there kissing everybody's ASS, didn't say a word because they all got scandal. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all of them full of SHIT. And just remember, people, ain't a damn thing wrong with us because we don't like illegal aliens. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Hold your head up high. We don't have to like illegal aliens. Ain't no law that says, well, you got to like illegals. Screw illegals and screw the legal alien lovers and make sure you go to these websites that I told you about and send those to the people and let them see that damn illegal aliens is ruining our country and the black politicians and these legal alien loving liberals helped it. Screw all of them. See you next week.
In Los Angeles, also known as the City of Angels, illegal alien gangs are protected. It's called Sanctuary City. Well, we want to change that with Jamil's law, which will deport illegal alien gangs out of the city of Los Angeles. Because let's face it, when they're here, no one is safe. Follow us on Twitter at GoJamilsLawGo, because together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the city of Angels.